Arthur both say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up today's daf is Samech Ches 68, and we are picking up on Samech Ches 68. Now we are picking up Emir Hashem, three lines down, last round of the line, Hahu. Our share this morning is sponsored by the Noodleman Mishpacha, in memory of Nachman Mustkoff, Nachman Ben Avram. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an Aliyah and a family and a Nechama. Nachmiel, thank you for the sponsorship. As well as, let's begin. Hahu Damle L'Chavre. Now we're four lines down. Samech Chesam and Aleph. There was a man who said to his friend, Beis Habad V'chol Tashmishav Ani Mocha L'cha. So I'm selling you my Aleph press. I will say now, Chol Tashmishav means almost like all of its accessories. I'm selling you the press and all of the accessories. So what's the halacha? So we'll say, fine. So I give the present of all those accessories. Havi hanoa chano usa avroi davushat chabei shumshmi. So we'll say, attached to the press were a number of stores. There were a number of stores on the outside that ultimately, again, had sesame seeds spread in them. Now, we'll say, now take a look at the Rashi for just a moment. So there are a couple of stores right outside of the press that ultimately would sell bread and wine. In those stores were spread out sesame seeds. The Rashbam says, "Shatchu b'shum shemin liyavshon kedei lasos mehen shemen bebeis habad." Now, why are the sesame seeds there? Because it was said you can make sesame seed oil. So the seeds were there to go ahead and dry out. So I'll say, so again, what happens? So now, what you have over here is the following. The seller claims that he did not include the stores, and therefore the sesame seed in the sale. The buyer says, well, you sold me the Beis Habad and all of its accessories, and these stores are considered to be the accessories of the Tashmishim of the press. So what happens? They came to Rav Yosef. Amalei, Rav Yosef said, we learned, Tanina, Im Amar Beis Hamerchatz v'chol Tashmishav ani mocher lecha. If a person says, I'm selling you the Beis Hamerchatz, the bathhouse, and all of the accessories, Hare Kulan Mechurin, ultimately, again, everything is sold. So therefore, again, it would seem to be that halacha l'maase, again, the stores are included in the sale as well. Amar Le Abaye said, I b'ha Tani Rabbi Chiya in Kulan Mechurin. I but Rabbi Chiya said, they're not all sold. So take a look at the Rashbam. Ain kulan mechurin share emi yuchadin lebeis habad. So we'll say Rav Chiya says that in this case the stores should not be included in the sale. Why? Because the truth is the stores don't serve a function to the press, right? Although the stores are right next to the press, lemaisa again they seem to serve a separate function. So because of that, they should not be included in the sale. Amar Leib, so the Gemara says Ela Amar Avashi Chazinan. Now the Rabbi says, here's what we look at. So we'll say, if a person were to say the following, if I were to say to Ruvain, I'm selling you my Beis Habad, my press, and all of its tashmishav, all of the accessory, we'll call it accessory areas, the alin mitzarna, and these are the borders of the sale. In other words, these are the boundaries of the sale. Then I will say, because I included the boundaries, and the stores are in that boundary, therefore what? The stores are included. V'ilo lo kani. I will say, if I did not include the boundaries, a discussion about the boundaries in the sale, then by definition, the stores are not included. In other words, what Abaye is saying, excuse me, what Ravashi is saying is, if I include boundaries in the sale of the olive press, there's no good reason for me to be including boundaries. It doesn't make sense. Why am I including boundaries? The reason I'm including boundaries must be to include something more than the press itself, which must mean the stores. But if I don't say boundaries, I just say the olive press and the accessories, then by definition, that does not include the stores. Good, says the Mishnah. Machra Sayir. Let's say if a person sells a city. Now, this is an interesting idea. This is, apparently, cities, you could have a city that was independently owned. I could own a city. So I now own a city. I want to sell the city to someone else. So we'll say, so the shayla is, again, what's included in that sale? So machar batim boros sichin umaros. So what's included in that sale are all of the homes all of the homes. Now again, I will say, obviously, these homes, if you look at the Rashban says, Machar Batim, the Batim Bichlal here, Umachar Esachatzeros, so the idea over here is, what does it mean I sell the home? People are living in those homes. The idea is, sometimes, whatever the arrangement is, people are paying taxes, Bipashtos, on their homes. They're paying property taxes. Who gets the property taxes? The owner of the city. As such, again, when I buy the city, I also buy the homes, which means I buy the rights to the property tax. So I also buy the boros, sichin, ma'aros, merchatzos, v'shovchos. I go ahead and I buy all of the boros, sichin, ma'aros, which will say all the ditches, the cisterns, bathhouses, shovchos, dovecotes, beis habadim, olive presses, beis hashalchim. I will say, so over here, if you look at the Rashbam, the Rashbam says, normally, Beis HaShalchan Rabosai means irrigated fields. Here, it can't mean irrigated fields because it wouldn't make sense for the Mishnah to make a distinction between fields that are irrigated and not irrigated. Therefore, the Rashbam says, Beis HaShalchan Shechutz La'ir Usmuchin La'ir. So the Gemara is going to define this, but the Rashbam says it refers to fields that are right on the outskirts of the city. So we'll say these are all of the things that are included in a sale of a field. All of these are included. So it says the Gemara, but it does not include any movable property. So we'll say, when I go ahead and I sell a city, the only thing I'm selling are things that essentially have almost like the status of like, somewhat like karka. But any type of metaltan, movable property, is not included in the sale. However, ubizman shamar lo, he, v'chomashe besocha. But if I say I'm selling you the city and everything that is in it, then in that case, afilu hayu ba behema v'avadim harikulan mechurin. Rabbi say, in that case, if I say that I'm selling you the city and everything that is in it, then even if there are behemos, animals, avodim, servants, hari kulan mechurin. So I'll say, so essentially, when you say I'm selling you the city, v'chomashe v'socha, what that seems to include is what? Even metaltlin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Shimon Gamliel says, no, hamochra es ha'ir, machar es ha'santar. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, when you sell the city, you sell the santer as well. What's the santer? So Rashbam says, "V'gemar mefarish." We'll have to see in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, "Amir Rav Acha Reid Rav Avia l'Rav Ashi." So Rav Acha Reid Rav Avia said to Rav Ashi, "Shabbos mina." Rabbi said, "What can we learn from this Mishnah? Avdo kimetaltel adami." Rabbi, you see from here that an eved is treated like metaltelin. An eved is treated like movable property. How so? De'i kimikarko dami, because if you want to say that an eved is like karko, then is dabin agav masa. Then I will say, because remember again what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that if you sell a city and you say, I'm selling it to you, the chomasha besocha, then that includes avadim. Which tells me that if I don't say the chomasha besocha, everything that's in it, then what? Avadim are not included, which means avadim are not karko. It's only once I say chomasha besocha that avadim are included, because apparently avadim are like metaltalin. Because if avadim were like karko, the ikim karko na dami is davin agav masa. Because if it was like metaltalin, then ultimately again, the avadim should be included in the sale of the land. The elamai. So what do you have to say? Avdo kimataltla dami. Rather, you have to say that avodim are treated like metaltalin, like movable property. First, why line above says samechesam adalif, and therefore only included in the sale if a person makes the declaration of koma shabisocha. To which the Gemara says, my afilu, elamai islucha. So why does the Gemara have to use the lashon of afilu? Meaning, the Mishnah said the chomasha besocha afilu hayabah behema va'avadim. So why do you have to say afilu? To which the Gemara says alamai is the chalameimar. Because the Gemara says, what could one have said? Shiny bein metaltala denayid ni metaltala delo nayid. I would have thought that perhaps there's a distinction between metaltalin that moves versus metaltalin that's stationary. To which the Gemara says, well, no, you could have said differently. Afilu teima avdo kimekarka dami. The truth is, says the Gemara, even if you would assume that an eved is like karka, shiny ben karka denied le karka delonai. In other words, the Gemara says, even if you want to treat avodim like karka, I could have made the argument that maybe still an eved should not be included in the sale of the city. Why? Because maybe there's a distinction between karka that moves versus karka that's stationary. So we'll say, we've actually seen this a number of times before, meaning we always operate with the principle of avadim hukshu lekarkos, right? That eved, right, a slave, is compared ultimately to real property. But we've also seen a number of different times We've also seen a number of different times that what? That even though an eved is like karka, at the end of the day, that comparison doesn't always work all the way through. At a certain point in time, an eved is karka-like, but lamaisa, again, it doesn't turn out to be fully like actual land. So the Gemara is suggesting that over here also. So you can make the argument that even if an eved is like karka, an eved may not necessarily automatically be included in the sale of land. Why not? Because perhaps a sale of land only includes stationary karka, but movable karka perhaps is not automatically included. Okay, the Gemara goes weiter. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hamocha es ha'ir, macha es ha'santar. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if you sell a city, you have sold the santar as well. You've sold, so the Gemara says, my santar. So what is the santar? Hacha targimo bar mach v'naisa. Mach v'nisa. Says the Gemara here, they interpret it as a bar mach v'nisa. What's a bar mach v'nisa? Look at the Rashbam. Both say about 8 lines up from the bottom. Bar mach v'nisa. Evet hamamuna lahagid lach v'ye techumi asados. Shalmiza v'shalmiza. V'u avad evet v'sarayir. So we'll say this is a servant, evet. Now again, evet can mean an actual servant. Evet can mean a public servant. The point over here, what's his job? This guy knows the boundaries. There must be the name for someone like this, like a surveyor. He knows where everybody's property lines are. So this guy works for the city, and therefore he kind of comes with the city. So if you purchase a city, what you do is you purchase his services as well. You have the rights to his services. And this person is exceptionally important. Why? Because, you know, over time, people, sometimes very conveniently, forget their property lines, right? They forget exactly where their property ends, the neighbor begins. So you need a guy who knows all of this stuff. So says the Gemara, this guy is an Eved. This guy is an Eved. He is an Eved to the city. And if when you purchase the city, you purchase the, we'll call them the surveyor services as well. Now the Rashbam says, V'ef shar le'ir below oso. It's actually a very profound statement. The city can't exist without this guy, which makes sense, because at the end of the day, if you don't know the proper property demarcations, you end up getting into a lot of problems. So the Rashbam quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, that a different interpretation of this could be perhaps the Shomer Ha'ir, the city watchman, but the Rashbam prefers the first approach. Fine. So we'll say, so according to the first opinion, the Santa is the Bar Mach Benisa, the surveyor of the city. Shimon ben Avtulmus says that it refers to what? Bagi. We'll say now, what a Bagi, Rashbam says, Sados Shesavev Hamadina. It refers to the fields around the city. So we'll say the fields around the city are considered to be property of the city as well. Therefore, when you go ahead and you purchase a city, or you sell a city, whichever one, you're not only are you selling those items that are within the city boundaries, but those fields that are immediately outside the vicinity of the city are also included in the sale. Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. Are also included in the sale. So we'll say Simachlokis between the Rabbanon and Shimon ben Avtulmus. Man do'amer bar mach v'nisa. Suppose that the one who says that santar means bar mach v'nisa, we'll call him the surveyor. So kol shekein bagi, he would certainly include the fields. Rabbi said, now why would he certainly include the fields? Rashbam says, to low 90. Because Rabbi said, meaning, if you're going to tell me that the sale of a city includes the santar, the bar mach v'nisa, the surveyor, which is quote-unquote movable, then of course it also includes the bagi, the immediately adjacent fields to the city as well. However, again, about bar mach v'nisa, I'm sorry, koshkin bagi, mandamar bagi, the one who says that santar means the fields, the adjoining fields, or the adjacent fields, about bar mach v'nisa, lo mizdabin, would not necessarily agree that the bar mach v'nisa, the surveyor, is included in the sale. So tonight, so we'll say we learned Beis Habadim or Beis HaShalchim. So remember again, the Mishnah says that included in the sale of the city is Beis Habadim and Beis HaShalchim. Savrua, my Shalchim, we'll say, what are Shalchim? So remember again, we asked this question in the Gemara. Bagi, Shalchim must mean fields. Shalchim must mean fields. V'chsev v'shaleach mayim al p'nei chutzos. Vishnam alaman do'amar bar mach v'nisa. So we'll say, so now watch this. If you hold that santer means the city surveyor, that he's included in the sale of the city, so Amar Tanakama, Bagi Mizdabi, so if I say, therefore the Mishnah would read the following. The Tanakama holds that the adjacent fields are sold, are included in the sale. Bar Machvenisa lo mizdabin. The Bar Machvenisa, the surveyor, is not included in the sale of the city. The Aser Reb Shimon Gamliel Meimar. Reb Shimon Gamliel comes along, therefore, in the Mishnah to say the following: Afilu Bar Machvenisa nami mizdabin. The Bar Machvenisa, the surveyor, is also included. Elaman Damer Bagi. Rabbi Say, according to the opinion who holds that center is Bagi. The center refers to the fields, the adjacent fields, also, which means the fields right on the outskirts of the city. Then Tanakama Nami Hachi Kamar. Then ultimately, again, excuse me. Then Tanakama Nami Kamar. Then ultimately, Then Tanakama Nami. Then ultimately, again, the Tanakama would also be saying the same exact thing. To which the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar Mi Savris. Excuse me. My Shalchin Bagi. Do you assume that Shalchin means Bagi, means fields? Lo, my Shalchin. I will say, what does Shalchin refer to? Ginu Naisa. Shalchin, in fact, refers, as the Gemara, to gardens. Take a look at the Rashbam. Three lines right from the bottom. Ginu Naisa. Ganos Hasmuchin Leir. Veshebesochayir. The Shaychi Leir Tfemi Bagi. I will say, these are gardens that are within the boundaries of the city, that are Shaykh to the city more than the Bagi. Remember, again, the Bagi are fields that are technically outside of the boundaries of the city. Shahari Gan Roy Letayel Bokimo Bayis. Because the Gan Rabbo say ultimately, again, could be used to walk around in kind of like a home. To which the Gemara says, Shneemar, Shalche Pardes Rimonim, about Bagi Lo Mizdabni. But according to this approach, Rabbo say, the Rabbanon would hold that the Bagi, the adjacent fields, are not included in the sale. But Reb Shimon Gamliel, the main man, Reb Shimon Gamliel comes along to say, Afilu Bagi Nami Mizdabni. Even the adjacent fields are included in the sale of the property. Ikedami, there are those who explain on both sides. So again, remember, the machlokis over here is we are just trying to figure out what exactly is included and what's not included in this sale. And again, much of this depends on how we are defining the word santar. Does santar ultimately mean the Bar Machvenisa, we'll call the city surveyor, or does santar mean Bagi, the adjacent fields? How you interpret that word ultimately, again, helps to frame the respective shitos in the Mishnah. Igidana was an alternate version of this discussion. Savruha, my Shalchin, what is Shalchin? Ginu Naisa. Shalchin refers to Bosai, to the gardens, that the gardens ultimately, again, are included in the sale of the city. If you hold that santra means bagi, adjacent fields, then if that's the case, amar tanakama ginu naisa mizdamin, bagi lo mizdamin. Tanakama would therefore hold that the gardens are included in the sale, but what? The adjacent fields to the city are not. Reb Shimon Gamliel comes along to say, afilu bagi mizdabni. Even Rabbi say what? Even the adjacent fields are included in the sale. Amar beis ella b'manda amar bar machvenisa. Rabbi say, if you hold that what? If you hold that at the end of the day, so santer means what? Santer means the city surveyor. Then amar tanakama ginu naisa. Then ultimately, again, with the Tanakama be saying, that's what? That when you sell a city, you include the gardens. Umahader lei Reb Shimon Gamliel bar machvenisa. And Reb Shimon Gamliel is responding back with ultimately speaking about the city surveyor. They're talking about two different things. To which the Gemara said, Mi savrit mai shalchin, kinu naisa. Do you assume that shalchin means gardens? Lo, mai shalchin. What does shalchin mean? I will say, bagi. Shalchin refers to the adjacent fields. The chsiv. V'sholeach mayim al panei chutzos. Aval bar machvenisa, but Rabbi said the city surveyor, lo mizdamin, is not included in the sale. V'asa Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lemeimar, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes along to say, da'afilu bar machvenisa nami mizdamin. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel shita is that even the city surveyor is ultimately, again, included in the sale of the field. So we'll say, bottom line, what's the takeaway? Takeaway is, it's a machlokas. Right? So the real takeaway is, the machlokas is what's the santer. That's everything kind of revolves around that. What the Gemara is telling me is that the santer, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, that when you go ahead and you sell a city, you sell the santer. How you define the Santa Rabosai defines ultimately again how you will understand the Machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. Two different interpretations ultimately of Santer. Is Santer either Bar Ach Venisa, which is the, we'll call him the servant who is the city surveyor, or is it ultimately again the Bagi, the adjacent fields, ultimately to the city? Once this discussion comes up, another discussion about gardens. They both say when they're talking about gardens, they're talking about almost like botanical gardens. They're not talking about over here like a vegetable garden. A garden that people would walk around in, are those included in the sale or not? So that also becomes a further machlokes over here. Says the Gemara. I'll say a little bit weiter. Tashma. Rabbi Huda Omer. Rabbi Huda says the following. Rabbi Huda Omer. Santer eino macher. So Rabbi Huda Shita is a santer. Is not included in the sale. But an kulmos macher. But an ankulmos is included in the sale. We'll say, what's an ankulmos? Take a look at Rashbam. Ankulmos, hu sofer hamelech, lichtov mispar hasados v'habatin v'anoshim, losing masha kol echol esara'ir. So we'll say, the ankulmos was a scribe of the king, whose job it was to write down the number of homes, the number of fields, homes, people, in order to ultimately, again, to collect taxes. So this individual, the Ankulmus, worked for the king. He was a recorder, right? But he was a recorder for tax purposes. So he kept the tax ledger. And what he did is he gave those records to the Sar of the city, to either the owner or the governor of the city. And then the governor or the owner was responsible to collect the taxes and ultimately, again, give over those taxes to the king. And what's fascinating over here is you see that they had, we can relate to this, two levels of taxation, right? They had local taxes, right, and federal taxes, meaning they paid their taxes. They paid their taxes to the city, and they also paid their taxes, ultimately, again, to the king. So we see over here that there are two different, so it appears to be that for local taxes, the owner of the city, whatever arrangements he made. The king always had a guy. The king always had a guy. That guy was called the Ankulmos. And his job was to at least arrange the tax. He wasn't in charge of collection. He was just in charge of organizing the records. So says the Gemara. So Rabbi Huda says, Santer eino macher, ankulmos macher. My love, do we not say, mid the ankulmos gavra. Now, both say, now no one disagrees that an ankulmos is a person. Ankulmos is a person. So do we not say that since an ankulmos is a person, Santer nami gavra, perhaps again the Santer, not perhaps, but the Santer is also a person. As we're trying to prove the previous machlokes, that Santer doesn't mean bagi, it doesn't mean adjacent field, but rather what does Santer mean? Barach v'nisa, Santer ultimately means the scribe, to which the Gemara says, midi area, maybe not, hakid isa v'hakid isa. It could be not, it could be able to say that they're two independent, unrelated things. Omi matzis amras haki, but can you really say this? I have a Hakatani Sefer, but I'll say, look at the end of the Mishnah. Ava lo shiareha below benosel, below harshin amuktin. So we'll say, this is talking about the things that are not included in the sale of the city. So shiareha, we'll discuss what that means. Binosel, the Rashbam says, kfarim hasmuchim lo. If there are villages, small villages, that are adjacent to this city, to this ear that you are buying, they are not included in the sale. Below Horshin Hamuktsin law, and we'll say if you look at the Rashbam, the Rashbam says Horshin are Yarim, are forests. Forests Hamuktsin law that ultimately again are close, are adjacent to the city and open into the city. We're going to see that again they are also not included in the sale of the city. Below Bivrin Shalchaya Vishal Ofos Vishal Dogim. And I will say enclosures of Chayos. Chayos are non-domesticated animals. Ophos, birds, fish, none of those are included in the sale of the city of Amrinon. And I will say, we ask, my shiarel, what ultimately, again, does it mean that you don't include the shiarel? Oh, shiarel are bizli. Don't include the bizli. Thank you. My bizli, right? What is bizli? Amrav Abba, piski bagi, piski bagi. So which thing, I should say differently. Piski bagi. So I say, what does it mean, piski bagi? So none of this is exceptionally helpful for us. But it says the Gemara, take a look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Bizli piski bagi. Chatichos bika hagidola hasmucha liyir. Ela shemufleges mimena ktsas. Sheish hefsik tsuma bin saim. Vishiareha lashon shiraimu. So also listen to this. These are little tracts of land that are adjacent to the city, but are separated by some type of tsunma. Tsunma, I will say, is usually what we define as a rock. But usually, again, we define it as a subterranean rock. In other words, it's a rock that is underground, but also juts out of the ground. Tsunma. So therefore, again, it creates almost a little bit of a divider between the city and this field. So even though this field is adjacent, because there is that tsunma, because there is that rock, therefore, lamaisa, again, it is not included in the sale of the city. To which the Gemara says, Somra baba piski bagi. So piski bagi, udulom is dadli. So we'll say, what do you see from here? It's only the piski bagi. It's only because there is this tsunma, only because there is this rock that separates this tract of land from the city that's not included. However, again, ha bagi atzmon mizdavni. I will say, I would assume that pieces of land that are directly adjacent to the city would be included in the sale of the city. To which the Gemara says, Eifuch, Rav Eifuch. So rather, again, we have to go out and turn this around. Yehuda Omer, Sentar Machor, on Kulmus Eino Machor. Rav Yehuda says, a centaur is included in the sale of the city, and Kulmus is not included in the sale of the city. To which the Gemara says, and by the way, using this logic, what we're saying is that the definition now of centaur is bagi. The definition of centaur are fields, and therefore what Rav Yehuda is coming to tell us is that what? Adjacent fields are included in the sale of a city, but people are not included in the sale of the city. The Ankumus is not automatically included in the sale of the city. Do we say that Rabbi Huda is holding Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So it says, the Gimar Bahar Rabbi Huda Kirabon Sirle. But how can you align the Shitos? Rabbi Huda, in fact, holds like who? He holds like Rabbi Huda, he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I'm sorry, he holds like the Rabbanon. Tiktani Seifa, because I will say, after all, we read that again. Can you say that Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Of course not. Vaha, Rabbi Huda Kirabonon Sfirle. Rabbi Huda holds like the Rabbanon. Diktani Seifa, because I will say, look at the end of the Mishnah. Valo Shia Reha, Valo Bono Seha. That not included in the Sirah, I will say, are the Shia Reha, which we have defined. And not binosel, and not Rabbi say the adjacent kfarim, not the adjacent villages either. First, why lana samechesam dalif, the ilur of Shem Gamliel, of ilur of Shem Gamliel haomer machar asayir, machar binosel. But Shem Gamliel is of the opinion that if you sold the city, you also sold the adjoining or the adjacent villages. Disanya hamochar asayir lo machar as binosel. Because we'll say we learned in Hebrew, so that if you sold the city, we do not include the small villages in that cell. That's Benosel, that's the daughters. Shimon Mil says, Hamokher Esair, Mokher Benosel. Shimon Mil says, no, if you sell the city, you also include in that cell the small villages. Rabbi Huda, to which the Gemara answers, Rabbi Huda, Sarvale Kavase Bechada, Upalig Ale Bechada. To which the Gemara says there is a simple resolution, and the simple resolution is that Rabbi Huda holds like him in one case and argues on him in another case. Fine, says the Gemara. For the Bivrin Shal Chayav Shal Alf Shal Dagim. So, remember again, we learned that when you sell a city, we don't include in that cell Bivrin. Bivrin are enclosures. Enclosures which contain Chaya, animals, Ophos, birds, Dagim, fish. Says the Gemara, one second, or Minhi, Reza Kasha. Hayula banos einim karnima. If they were adjacent small villages to the city that's being sold, those adjacent villages are not included in the sale. Hayula chelik echad bayam, vechelik echad biyavash. Let's listen to this case. Let's say again, let's say the city has one part of it on land, and there's an extension of the city that's an island. That's an island. So let's say, so what's the halacha? So hayula echad echad bayam, vechelik echad biyavasha. Or bivarim shel chayav shel ofos shel dogim hare elunim karnima. And Rabbi say, what does the price say? If I sell a city and the city is partly on land and there's a part of the city that extends as an island, when I sell the city, I'm selling the land as well as the island. Not only that, but here the price says that if the city has enclosures of animals, those enclosures are included in the sale. It contradicts what we just said before. To which the Gemara says it's not a contradiction. Ha diganiach ka'ihi lego, v'ha dinagiach ka'ihi lebar. So we'll say everything depends on where the enclosures open up to. Look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Dinagich ki akayahu lego. So he says the following. Psichasan, Rashbam says it's about in the middle of the wide lines. Psichasan litzad ha'ir nimkaron ima. Aval hach kamaisa bidinagiach kayahu lebar. Supposed to listen to this. If the enclosures open up into the city, then what? They're included in the sale. If the enclosures do not open up into the city, then they are not included in the sale. But one second, but we learned, what about the fact that the Braisa said that forests, right, forests that ultimately, again, that are adjacent to the city are not included in the sale, to which the Gemara says, Ema Hamukatsin Hemena. Rather, read that instead to say the following. So, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is the following. That Lamaisa, these ancillary areas will be included in the cell, provided that what? They open up into the city. Opening up into the city, it seems to be demonstrative of the fact that they are part of the city itself. But we said, even if the forests open up into the city, ultimately, again, they're not included into the cell, to which the Gemara says, no, you have to retool the wording. Ema Hamukutsin Hemena. Which forests are not included in the sale? Forests that, although they may be adjacent to the city, do not open to the city. But forests which are adjacent and open to the city are included in the sale. In other words, we're both saying, bottom line, where we end up holding, where we end up passing from this Gemara, is that any time you sell an area that has adjacent areas that open up into the city, ultimately, again, those adjacent areas will ultimately be included. Whether those are animal enclosures, whether those are forests, they'll be included in the sale of the city. However, if they are adjacent but do not open into the city, then they are not included in the sale. Let's begin the next Mishnah. Hamochras asada, machras havan l'mishim tzarchan. So mostly, if you sell a field to someone, so included in that field are the stones that are necessary for the field. Now we're going to define in the Gemara exactly what that means. Now the Chiddush, of course, as the Rashbam points out over here, is that these stones are metaltalin, they're movable property, yet they're included in the sale. Ve'es chitzas hakonim sheipachusim beis roba. Further, Rabbos say, if you have an area where there is a growth of konim, of reeds, and that area is less than a base rova, so less than a base rova, the Rabbos said, then that area is considered to be insignificant, and therefore it's included in the sale of the field. Ve'es hashomera she'ina asuya bitit. Rabbos said, shomera is a hut, a watchman's hut. So if the watchman's hut has not been treated with clay, right, has not been treated with mortar, with clay, then Lamaisa, it's considered to be an insignificant structure, and therefore is included in the sale of the field. Ve'sacharov she'ina morkov. And I will say, if you have a carob tree that has not yet been grafted, if you look at the Rashbam says, he says, ve'sacharov she'ina morkov, ta'ino b'vacharuso. This is a young carob tree. Aval kishemaskin umiskaber markivern oso, v'yesh lo shein b'fnei asmov lo batel gavisada. So I will say, a young carob tree is deemed to be insignificant, and therefore, again, is bottled to the land, and therefore is included in the sale. An older carob tree that is grafted and stronger, ultimately, again, has its own identity, and is not included in the sale. Ves, besulas ha-shikma. And I will say, besulas ha-shikma, we're going to see, is a young sycamore tree. So the Rashbam says over here, besulas ha-shikma, be-bacharusa, kodem she-nechtech ho-anatha. I will say, this is before you prune the tree. The tree is considered to be a young tree, and therefore, again, is bottled to the field that is included in the sale. Once the tree is older and has been pruned already, then what? Then lemaisa, again, it's considered to be a separate, independent entity, and is not included in the sale. So we'll say, so again, not included in the sale. I'm sorry. We'll say, if there are stones in the field that are not necessary for the field, again, we're defining what that means in the Gemara. They're not included. Say, if you have reeds or if you have vines in the vineyard that are not necessary for the vineyard, ultimately they're not included in the sale. And similarly, again, say, that's what? I think I skipped a line over here. Yeah, okay, I skipped a little bit. Fine. And again, and not the grain that is detached from the ground. In other words, any detached produce is not included in the sale of the field. However, Bizman Sha'amar Lo, he v'chomasha besocha, but I will say, when I say I'm selling you the field, and what? Everything that is in the field, then harei kulan mechurin. Then I will say, obviously, everything is included in the sale. Ben kach, Rabbi will say, no matter what, meaning, seems to me what that means is, no matter what I have said, even if I said, I'm selling you the field and everything in it, if you have an area where there's a lot of reeds growing, and that area is more than a base rova, that area is significant unto itself, and therefore not included in the sale. So if you have a watchman, that has been treated with clay, so it's more of a finished structure, therefore it's chashiv unto itself, therefore it's not included in the sale. Similarly, if you have a charev, a carob tree that has already been grafted, it's older, more mature, not included in the sale. Below as stan hashikma. Similarly, again, if you have a pruned sycamore tree, which is an older, more mature chashiv tree, also not included in the sale. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with the Gemara Meretz Hashem tomorrow. I'll share with you a short idea on the parsha.